Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. On this week's episode, Monocle's Ed Stocker takes us to Williamsburg in New York to explore a recently opened waterfront space, Domino Park. Here he is.
It wasn't so long ago that where I am right now, Williamsburg, was a fairly unremarkable and distinctly undesirable part of New York City. A lot has changed since then, as the area has rapidly gone from being a warehouse-filled artist haven to its current incarnation as a destination dining hub and a coveted place to live to boot. But while a lot of those changes have been taking place right inside the Brooklyn neighborhood, it's only recently that its shoreline, with its epic river views and the eastern flank of Manhattan right in front of it, has started to shift. And the icing of the cake may well be where I am sat right now, the recently opened Domino Park. Parks and open spaces are often in short supply in the Big Apple, and especially in Williamsburg, a neighborhood with an industrial past, which makes the prospect of this one, designed by Corner Field Operations, who also worked on Manhattan's High Line, so enticing. The first thing you'll notice stepping into this little oasis, not far from the Williamsburg Bridge, in fact you may hear the occasional train rumbling past, is that there is a lot going on. There are sun lounges and water features. In fact, to my right now, there's a water fountain where a load of kids are running through on this hot summer's day. There are also repurposed industrial cranes that have been painted turquoise blue nearby. There's another playing area. And there's even a sandpit with beach volleyball surrounded by artificial turf. In short, the developers have looked to tick plenty of boxes and please as many people as possible. Which isn't a bad thing at all, judging by the amount of people here on this post-work Thursday evening. The park is part of a mega-project from Two Trees, a developer that made a name for itself revitalising a once equally undesirable neighbourhood that has turned decidedly shishi, Dumbo, also in Brooklyn. Ever one to give back to the community, the Williamsburg Park will be surrounded by tall buildings that will see the skyline dramatically altered when it finally finishes. But first, the park. Gaze behind me, away from the water, and I can see the first completed building, 325 Kent. It's a behemoth of a structure from local architecture practice shop that has 500 residential units, 100 of them are below market rates, while the bottom is for independent shops. The design may not be to everyone's taste, but it's undoubtedly a bold, adventurous look, which, although not a concrete hulk, feels like it nods towards brutalism. It's step towards the back, while the tallest part that faces the East River has a hole cut out of the middle. It's defined by its two-tone cladding, with the lowest sections covered in burnt gold copper that seethes into grey zinc further up. And if you think that building's big, just wait for what's to come. A series of three skyscrapers along this just under half a kilometre stretch of waterfront, equally, if not more, ambitious. Spend time in the park though and you can't help notice the red brick abandoned building that is actually directly behind me at the moment. It's a beautiful building but right now stands almost ghostly and empty. It used to be a refinery for the Domino sugar brand, accepting cargo from the river that sailed all the way from the Caribbean. The factory though shuttered in 2004. The good news is that it's being brought back by Powell, a practice for architecture and urbanism. With so much set to change over the next few years, this is the Williamsburg skyline and shoreline, but not as you know it.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Ed Stocker for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.